Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP. for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 349 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. Friday is International Women's Day, and our team at Therapy for Black Girls is thrilled to be participating in iHeart's International Women's Day initiative, Women Take the Mic. International Women's Day is a day to be intentional about celebrating the ways that women lead, inspire, and change the world globally, locally, and personally. You may have heard me share here on the podcast how inspired I was by Beyoncé's Renaissance tour and the way it was able to give so many of us so much joy and light. In this past year, I've also been inspired by my friend Dr. Key Hallman, who has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs across the country cement their businesses. My friend Tanya Mason, who is successfully guiding young people into the future as a high school principal. Imade and her work to provide culturally relevant supplies to psychiatric hospitals. And so many other women who are achieving their wildest dreams and pouring back into the community. International Women's Day is also an opportunity to reflect on all the ways women have touched my life and had my back, and a reminder to me to continue to be a conduit for other women. My entire career has largely been possible because Black women made it so. You heard about the podcast and then told your sister circle about it. You found your therapist in our therapist directory, and then you dropped it in the group chat. You grabbed your copy of my book, Sisterhood Heals, and then you couldn't wait to tell your book reading besties all about it. There is quite literally no part of Therapy for Black Girls that could exist without other women having my back, and I am so incredibly grateful. As we celebrate International Women's Day this year, I hope to continue to highlight the brilliance and expertise of Black women professionals in an effort to provide knowledge and resources to our community. I hope to continue to use my voice to chip away at the stigma related to mental health and I hope to continue to facilitate spaces where Black women feel seen, heard, and affirmed. So here's a little confession that might not be so hard to guess, but I love being a girl's girl. When I think about celebrating women, one of the first things that comes to mind for me is being a girl's girl. That quote, "Be the woman who fixes another woman's crown without telling the world it was crooked," is one of my favorites. As when we talk about any concept, it's important to start with a definition. When I think about being a girl's girl, I mean extending grace and generosity to other women as an instinct. I'm referring to offering support first and asking questions later. I'm referring to a default setting of, "I got you. Don't worry about it." But of course, my definition is only one of many. So I also asked some of the women on the Therapy for Black Girls team what it meant to them to be a girl's girl. Here's what they had to say. Karen, our creative director, shared, "Zero competition or hierarchy in the relationship, zero gatekeeping, admiration over envy, and feeling seen." Our podcast and creative producer, Elise, shared, "I think real girls, girls treat people how they want to be treated. The highest form of love is consideration, and those who value female relationships extend that love and respect to others, not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it's an extension of the love and care they give themselves." Our community manager, Jasmine, shared, "Understanding that every girl might not be your cup of tea, but we still ride at dawn." She also said, "We're not competing against other women, correcting them in front of company, making generalizations about women from one bad experience." And finally, she shared, "We're giving the girls the benefit of the doubt always and giving grace where needed." Our community assistant, Naisha, shared, "My first thought is ride or die." She also shared that a girl's girl is someone who's open with you about your weaknesses and strengths, someone who looks to help you advance and respect your boundaries. And our TBGU coordinator and TBGU podcast host, Jaina, shared, "A girl's girl is someone who's able to hold me accountable and who also allows for me to hold them accountable." So now that we have a working definition, what does being a girl's girl look like in action? Here are a few of my thoughts and some shared from our team members on where we can start. But of course, I want to hear what you would add to the list. So number one, and I wrote about this in the book, Sisterhood Heals, celebrate publicly and criticize privately. One of the ways we can cultivate affirming spaces is by being quick to celebrate loudly and being careful to offer criticism privately. Number two, be on the lookout for sisters who may need your help in an emergency situation. For example, if you're riding the bus or at a party, is there a way you can safely intervene if you notice someone looking uncomfortable? Can you go up to them and say, "Hey, sis, do you have the time?" Or, "Hey, can I borrow your phone to make a phone call?" Any kind of small interaction that breaks up whatever is happening and gives them a chance to get out of the situation is all you have to do if you can do that safely. Number three comes from our business manager, Kia. Refrain from commenting on women's weight and appearance. What may seem well-intentioned and complimentary to you may not be that at all for the recipient. Kia shared that she tries to share compliments about things that capture their inner beauty instead. Number four, and I fully acknowledge that this one may be a little old school, but I still sincerely embrace it. If we came together, we're leaving together. If you rode with me, I'm dropping you back off where I picked you up. So what you do after I drop you off is your business, but I will be delivering you back to where I picked you up at. And I hope that the younger sisters are still practicing this. Y'all let me know on my social media channels if you are still practicing, "If we came together, we leave together." Number five, if you get an SOS call, go and get her first and get the details later. Now listen, I know that there are some calls we get and our first thought is, "What in the world is she doing over there?" We've all been there. There is a time and a place for getting answers to all your questions. Consider that it probably took a lot for her to reach out and make this ask. And if you can go and get her, please do. Number 6 is a tried and true one. Ask to tuck in the tag if you see it out in the back of her shirt. Number 7 comes from Zaria, our podcast intern. Understand that romantic partners are significant, but so are other relationships in our lives. It is totally okay and good to make space for romantic love in our lives if we'd like to, but it's also important to make space for platonic love. Another one of our podcast producers, Cindy, shared that your girls should not be placeholders in your life. It's not okay to just brush them off when a new boo comes into the picture. Number 8, keep the door open behind you. Another one of my favorite quotes comes from Toni Morrison when she shared, "When you get these jobs that you have been so brilliantly trained for, just remember that your real job is that if you are free, you need to free somebody else. If you have some power, then your job is to empower somebody else. That is the goal. If you know something, share it with others. This is how the collective becomes wiser and stronger. We all go further, faster, by collaborating instead of competing." Number 9, share the names of colleagues when you aren't available for an opportunity. So if an organization or a person reaches out to me for a speaking engagement or some other opportunity, and I'm not available or think somebody else might be better suited for it, I offer up the names and contact information for those colleagues. This is a great way to increase the variety of voices in a space and to share abundance with others. More from our conversation after the break. Hey, ladies, it's Dr. Joy here. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help to get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us, and let's take care of our hearts together. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Number 10, this is related to number 9. Look for ways to give a sister her big break or a critical stepping stone. I will never forget that my first major TV opportunity, co-hosting MTV's Teen Mom Reunion, came from Ariel Dunbar, who was at the time a talent scout for MTV, and she found me on social media and put my name forward for this opportunity. And then while taping the reunion, one of the producers, Satira Moore, was so encouraging and affirming of me. And then years later, booked me again to work with her on a Hyundai commercial. You just never know what can happen by giving someone a shot. So do it as often as you can. Number 11, be intentional about celebrating each other's wins and important milestones. Mark it in the calendar, make yourself a sticky note, do whatever you need to do to remember those big moments. Whether it's a promotion, they face a new fear, they're doing a better job at setting boundaries, celebrate all of it as much as you can. Number 12, apologize when you're wrong. Even when we think we're right 99% of the time, there are times when we are going to mess up, say something harsh, or make a misstep. It happens because we're human. But don't just rush past the mistake. Take the time to apologize and ask for ways that you can repair any rupture that might have occurred. Number 13, go the extra mile to show that you care on birthdays. Our senior podcast producer, Frida, shared that it's her goal to make the women in her life smile extra hard on their birthdays by doing something special. And number 14, manage any feelings of jealousy. This is the one I find that comes up quite often when people are talking about somebody not being a girl's girl is something related to jealousy. So you've likely heard me say this before, but being jealous is not a bad thing. It's an emotion just like any other emotion. And we feel it likely because there's some unmet need or desire in our own lives that's revealed when we see something someone else has or has achieved. It's not wrong to experience it, but you do want to be careful with how it's managed because it can cause ruptures in your relationship. So now it's your turn. I'd love for you to share with me on social what it means to you to be a girl's girl. And what does this look like in practice? You can at me personally. I'm at Hello Dr. Joy across social media channels. Or you can at us at Therapy for Black Girls across the channels, including TikTok. And we'll be sharing some of your responses. Don't forget to text two of your girls and tell them to check out the episode right now. As I mentioned earlier, this episode is a part of iHeartRadio's International Women's Day celebration. And if you want to check out more programming honoring the incredible women at the network and worldwide, head over to iHeartPodcast International Women's Day feed by searching Women Take the Mic wherever you look for podcasts. We're featured alongside incredible podcasts like There Are No Girls on the Internet with Bridget Todd and many others. That's Women Take the Mic on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're looking for a therapist in your area, check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic or just be in community with other sisters, come on over and join us in the Sister Circle. It's our cozy corner of the internet designed just for Black women. You can join us at community.therapyforblackgirls.com. This episode was produced by Frida Lucas, Elise Ellis, and Zaria Taylor. Editing was done by Denison Bradford. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.